There's a book in the Hebrew scriptures called the Book of Nahum. He was a prophet. And I know that many of us are not all that familiar with this particular prophetic book. There's a verse in there I want to draw your attention to today. It's in chapter number 1, verse 7. And the scripture says that the Lord knows all who take refuge in Him. By the way, if you're tuning in today for the first time, I'm standing in the deep woods of Colorado. The sound that you hear behind me is the mighty rushing rivers. The Lord knows, once again, getting back to our scripture, all those that take refuge in Him. Do you know the Lord condescends to the humble and to the weak? He resists the proud. But everyone that seeks to take refuge in Him and comes to Him with a sincere heart and a humble heart, an authentic heart, a transparent heart, a real heart, He knows that person. In other words, we know that Father God, He knows everybody. He's omniscient. But we're not talking about Him knowing everything in the objective sense. We're not talking about Him knowing us in the objective sense. We're talking instead, beloved, about Him knowing us intimately and tenderly. When we come to Him with our needs, when we come to Him in humility, when we come to Him to take refuge in Him, the Bible says He stoops down because He Himself, the Lord Himself, is tender and sensitive. When we come to Him to take refuge, He meets us in that place. And the scripture says He knows us. I want you to know, Jesus said, no one that comes to Him will He ever cast out. That the Lord is looking to and fro across the earth for somebody that will come to Him in their soul, truly relying on Him to be their God. So I want to encourage you today, as you and I come to the Lord with our weaknesses, with our problems, with our needs, with our sin, with our fears, with everything that's over there, when we come to Him and open up our soul to Him, looking to Him to be our help, He is true, beloved, to be our helper. And when you come to Him in that way, you can be assured, not just that He knows who you are in a general sense, but that He loves you deeply, personally, and specifically, so that Jesus said, even every hair on your head is numbered by God. God is calling you and I today, beloved, to take refuge in Him, to talk to Him as we would talk to a friend, to share the deepest needs and burdens of our heart with Him. And as you do, beloved, be assured that He hears you, knows you, loves you, will draw near to you, strengthen you, and make Himself known to you. God loves you, beloved. Pass this on to a friend. God wants to encourage somebody else through this mini devotional as well. Be blessed. This is Rabbi Schneider. I look forward to seeing you next week.